It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know what? It's time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR, and guess what we're going to talk about? The outdoors, hunting and fishing and camping like we've been doing every week, twice a week, for 3.5 years now. It's been that long. Let's devote today's show to archery. We cover the gamut here, as you well know. Now, Mr. John Marshall, who is with Newfletch, it's a company that actually has a product that does away with fletching of arrows. You don't have to fletch your arrows yourself if you use Newfletch. But we're going to learn some things about a new way for you to have veins on your arrows, basically. John, thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Oh, good morning, and it's my pleasure, Luke. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Always enjoy it.
Well, I enjoy visiting with you, and I enjoy using Newfletch. The thing is, for years and years, I fletched my own arrows with, you know, glue and veins, and it seems that, oh, I could do a pretty good job, but sometimes I wouldn't get the shaft clean enough with alcohol. Something wouldn't be just right, and I'd shoot two or three times, and the veins would start coming off. And I know all of our bow hunters and archers that are listening can relate to what I'm talking about. But the truth is, John, with these Newfletch, those days are over. How did you come about inventing a product that, at first you think, well, wow, this is simple. Well, I hadn't seen it around until you came out with it, so it's not that simple. How did you come about designing this thing?
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Luke.
I bet.
Oh, mercy. I tell you a good story, a little bit long for radio, but I'll hit the high points. I was out on the Milk River in Montana hunting with two friends of mine, Big in the Bow World, Barry and Gene Wenzel.
Yep.
At the particular time that I had was out there, I was using they won't let me come out there, Luke, with training wheels on that bow. They're a recurve guy.
I know it.
And so I spent many months beating my head against the wall learning how to shoot that recurve bow, and finally got where I could get out there and do something with it. And long story short, I went out to the Milk River with Barry and Gene, and they had placed me in a tree stand, and I had called this old buck out of the Osage patch, and here he comes, and just as I had got a full draw, I happened to be using a product. It was not a glue-on. It was a double-sided tape, and I had a 5-inch feather at the time on my arrow shaft. And just as I got the full draw, I caught something in the corner of my eye moving, and I glanced down. It kind of startled me, and it really did when I figured out what it was. But it was the vein flying off of my arrow at full draw on a first open young buck with a recurve.
Oh, man.
So on the plane ride home, now the story ended good. I did shoot the deer. I believe it or not, I made a great shot on the deer. The arrow flew fairly decent. I killed the deer. But on the plane ride home, old John sat there and said, you know, in today's world, there has to be a better way. And my wife would tell you I'm a tinkerer, so much so that I can be annoying. But Luke, the bottom line is we did just what you said. I sat down and developed a system, a fletch system, that an archer can, and I don't care what degree of expertise you are, and I'm definitely not stepping on the guys that take this passion of fletching. I have great respect for them. But the bottom line is I could put this fletch system on an arrow shaft and dump the arrow shaft in a gallon of oil. I could fletch it in 15 seconds under that gallon of oil, and I will assure you the vein is not coming off that arrow. Pretty slick little system.
It stays put. Well, for our listeners that are not tuned in to Newfletch, to how it's designed, what it looks like, how about describing exactly how it looks and how it attaches to the arrow shaft?
And I can do that. And I tell you that I've had a lot of guys at the show, Luke, come up to me, and the aha moment with them is they say, boy, that's basically a broadhead in reverse. And if we think about the old Muzzy-type broadhead, Luke, and you've seen them, so you know what I'm talking about, we basically got the nock, which used to be the tip of the type of the Muzzy-type broadhead. We unscrew the back cap, and then it's a ferrule, a slotted metal ferrule that has 2-degree slots in it, put 120 degrees. The archer simply takes his new vein, slides it into the slots. He gets a perfect fletch. It attaches. attaches to the arrow shaft through the use of the insert, just like you put your broadhead on. When you tighten the knot cap with the fully indexable knot, you actually pitch the metal back, and you've got a fully fletched arrow in about 15 seconds.
Exactly. And you know, I've been using these things for, well over a year now. But what I like about it, not that I don't have multiple arrows with me on my quiver. I do. I carry plenty. But the fact is, if you get out and you say you shoot an animal or you mess up a vein, it's as simple as unscrewing the nock on the new fletch on the back of it there and slide the damaged vein out. You've got one in your pocket. Slide it back in. And that same arrow, assuming it's not bent or broken, you know, if it's a carbon, it's ready to go, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, Luke. And, you know, we talk quite a bit here on the convenience of the arrow fletching and the quickness of it. And I'd like to take us over that first hurdle and really pass to the archer that I say this all the time, Luke, you hear me, we're all the same guy, different skin. The hurdle we have to get through is, okay, I've accepted it's very simple. I can see that it's a very clean make. It's a good machine part. But my question comes to, John, when I put that on my arrow shaft, how is it going to affect my arrow flight? Because I'm always concerned about that weight on my arrow up front. And, Luke, I'll let you testify when you and I talked. I said, Luke, you just got to put it on and try it and realize that we're going to redistribute the weight on your arrow shaft, and we're going to give you a better performing arrow because this is an arrow performance enhancement product that's going to allow you to shoot downrange flatter with more energy and be a little more consistent. And you'd have to tell them on the spot, you agree or disagree.
Yeah, exactly right. I know when I first started shooting it, I thought, well, as anything in archery, you know, you can do a little minute change to a lot of things on a bow or the sighting system or the arrow. A little minute thing sometimes make a big difference in point of impact. But when I install these things and screwed them on, I could see absolutely no change in my groups, not any. Now, granted, I'm not a world-class dot shooter, but, you know, at 30 yards, I can keep them in there around 2 inches all the time, you know, or better on a good day. So, you know, my groups, they stayed the same. And this is out to 40 yards, which is far as I shoot. So I like that. And, you know, something that we could spend an entire show talking about, John, is lighted nocks. I know that the new fletch, you actually just removed the nock from the end of it and put the little lighted the bar that becomes the lighted nock when it's compressed. That's about as simple as it gets, you know. And these things, archers, bow hunters that don't use lighted nocks should really give that some consideration, I think, because it's helped me a lot, especially hog hunting, you know?
I do, Luke, and that's one of the neat things. We had a really nice group of guys and girls on our pro staff, and one of the greatest comments that I think that if you go out and you help folks and you listen, you hook up your antennas and you get feedback, one of the things that we were really proud of is as our camera guys came back and they said, you know, it's a blessing to have a simple knock. And that's me, simple-minded. I can't, you know, add two and two. So it's got to be easy, Luke. The bottom line is, just like you said, when you slip that LED light stick in the back and replace the knock, and it has a little space in there for that thing, it's in the off position. When you pull that trigger, that string-activated knock fires, it just about, I would hate to say anything and be caught on a wire that's 100% accurate, but it just absolutely works in the field. And when you and I and the folks that are listening, when we're out there hunting, we don't need frustration. We need a lighted knock that when we let that arrow go, is going to light up. And, boy, we seem to have found a combination of a lighted knock that is simple and extremely reliable. So we are very proud of that, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
You bet. Well, that's on most bow hunters now, especially here in Texas that hunt hogs or deer during, you know, late afternoon, it's very important. It'll help you recover some game, that's for sure. But the neat thing is this little bar that is the light. When you shoot it, I sent you a picture, and I think I've had it on our KETR website in the past months, of a nice boar, big boar that I shot using the new fletch and that lighted nock. Well, when it actually shot through that hog, and the arrow just lit up like a candle out there in his low light, you know. The hog ran off about 100 yards, and I've tracked it. But I came back to my spot, and that light was still shining. I simply pulled the knock off of the end of it, put my fingernails around the end of the, I guess you'd call it the bulb or whatever, and pulled
That's
it
right.
out. And then that thing is, to my knowledge, it's still in my quiver. I bet I could go turn it on right now, you know. And that's been like three or four months ago. So I don't know. That's an added tool, that a lighted knock for bow hunters, that if you don't use them, you really ought to consider it. And these are about as simple as they get, and they work, John, you know. So anyway, I think it's real important to get the facts out.
Well, I appreciate that, Luke. What we want to do is, our company kind of went through a rebrand. As we talk to archers, and Luke, I think you can appreciate this, as guys listening today, girls listening, it's very difficult to explain the product in a few short minutes. We hired a fellow to go out and help us do that, and if you're looking for our product, you're going to see a package hanging out there called APE, A-P-E, and that simply stands for Arrow Performance Enhancement. And that's what we want you to remember, is we're giving you a product that we think will enhance your performance in the field and make life a little easier. It was told to me, Luke, by two girls that took over a business in this industry, and they have fletched a lot of arrows. Oh, my goodness. And they said, John, if you can give your customer, and my customer is just like me and you, we're the same guy, we enjoy the outdoors, but if I can give you added success in the field, you'll be successful, and always support it with customer service. And that's what we encourage. Please, we're here to help. And we want these products in your quiver, and we want you to be successful. And, Luke, we're so blessed to have you and the success. And I'm looking at your buck hanging. You got your nice buck here, too, I see.
Right here by the house, I tell you what. That about from where I'm sitting, about no more than a mile, and actually shot the hog there, too. John, I really do appreciate you being with us. You've shed some light, I know, for some people that did not know about that there's another way other than the old jig and fletching arrows, which I'm not, like you, I'm not knocking that, but there's a better way, and by golly, I'm happy to have discovered it. We'll get you back again down the road, and let's talk some more archery. Could we do it?
We can sure do it, Luke. We appreciate it. Everything you do, always. Thank you, everybody.
Folks, I want to take a minute and tell you about some upcoming events that you need to know about. Cabela's King Cat Tournament is coming up to Lake Texoma right now. Actually, the tournament day is March the 15th, so you can go online to download a registration form or learn more about the Cabela's King Cat Tournament up at Texoma. The website is kingcatusa.com. And folks, on April 4th through 6th at the Waco Convention Center, the World Predator and Wild Hog Expo will be underway. I was there last year. I'm going to be there this year. If you like to hunt wild hogs and predators, there's a lot to be learned there. You can go online to sosoutdoors.com and get all the details, but this is an event that you certainly need to mark your calendars for. And folks, April the 25th through the 27th in Midland is the 5th annual Great Outdoor Expo. You can go online to www.goetx.com. That's goetx.com, and learn all about it. Frank Addington, who you've probably seen on TV, the Aspirin Buster, with his bow was going to be there, and Southern Girls Pursuit, those ladies will be there, April Cole and Kelsey Johns. So just mark that on your calendar, some fun stuff coming up in the outdoors. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to Sniper, HAWGlights.com, made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to TexasMotorCars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to CatfishRadio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.